This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Due to political rallies featuring former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, MATC has decided to close its downtown campus tomorrow. The closure affects only in-person classes and services at the downtown location. Early voting will still be available there. Trump is back at the Fiserv Forum tomorrow. It's not been confirmed yet where the vice president will rally supporters tomorrow, although a stage is going up in Veterans Park. Trump was in Green Bay last night while his opponent was in the state capitol. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Last night, Kamala Harris was in Madison holding a rally at the Alliant Energy Center. She brought some star power with her. The event included performances from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, and members of The National. She took the opportunity to speak directly to Gen Z.
You, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future. You, who grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers, are standing up for freedom.
This was Harris's 12th visit to Wisconsin this year and her 8th since becoming the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination.
A Trump trash truck rolled into a Green Bay rally last night. Lisa Hale was there.
Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America.
Trump said on day one, he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. The former president will return to Wisconsin Friday for another rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee on the same day tomorrow. It's not been confirmed where she'll be speaking, but there is a stage going up in Veterans Park. The most recent Marquette Law School poll indicates a close contest in the presidential race. Vice President Kamala Harris narrowly leads former President Trump 50-49 in Wisconsin. Pollster Charles Franklin cautions interpreting the results, citing the poll's 4% margin of error. He also points to the discrepancy between the final 2020 poll prediction and the actual election outcome. Keep an eye out for the ghouls and goblins. Trick-or-treating takes place in some places today, although most in Milwaukee County held it over the past weekend. There will be candy distribution and kids dressed up in the city of Waukesha, in Menominee Falls, and in Brookfield. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team for down the line. And now we got some film. And we can learn with a win.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys, you know, take a day or two just to get their body right to be able to come out and you know, play at the highest level come game day. So that's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking to alleviate your pre-election day jitters, there are some good films opening this weekend. The most anticipated release is the film Here, and it is brought to you by the team that made Forrest Gump, including Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and director Robert Zemeckis. The film basically takes place in a living room while showing the passage of time throughout the story. Is the concept interesting? Yes. Does it sound overly sentimental and like it will tug at your heartstrings? Yes. Will most people probably like it, even though it is not reviewing well? We'll see, but probably yes. Yes. Most people don't get too excited about the re-release of a film that came out 11 months ago, but that's not stopping the studio behind Godzilla Minus One, which you can catch this weekend at AMC Theaters as part of a 70th anniversary of Godzilla celebration. Liam Neeson said recently he is moving on from the action genre. This week, Absolution will showcase Neeson's badassery. Let's go to the movies. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job. Not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr, has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers today. It's going to be cold, too, with temperatures dropping into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and chilly for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temps in the low to mid 40s. By tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.